Hello and welcome to the second episode in the season 3 finale of the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood dick nutbutt, and Bad Ben's going to join me for this episode again, and I'm going to have some more guests on this episode of the podcast. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go! Well, the holiday times are upon us. I guess more specifically, Christmas time is upon us. And with Christmas is the return of the wonderful fucking Christmas music that comes with Christmas. And over the years, I've been wondering and wondering, because everybody loves Christmas so much, but when Christmas music begins, people seem to lose their fucking mind. They've kind of relaxed now, but if you start playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving, they start flipping their shit. But I figured out why. It's because there's not really any new Christmas songs, and the new Christmas songs that come out are kind of fucking weird and like not really 100% like, okay, I guess not everything. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say exactly, but I feel like my listeners, I feel like you guys know what the fuck I'm talking about, know what the fuck I mean when I say that. But not to mention like the Christmas songs that are out. Goddamn joint went out. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, the Christmas songs that are out are so fucking like monotonous and slow, and kind of boring and repetitive. There's obviously some like Mariah Carey that are more upbeat and make you kind of want to shake your booty, but classic. To me, I'm 36, so classics to me are like anything, 50s, shit like that. Stuff like that, it's just like boring as fuck and kind of puts you to sleep after a while. But I don't know. What do you guys think? You can download, you can leave, there's a Q&A section if you're listening on Spotify. There's a Q&A section, so you can leave a Q and I might leave an A. Or you can download, you type in Anchor Podcasting into your store and it should pull up. It's called Spotify for Podcasters. You can download that and actually send me a voice message if you follow Hijinx on that app. So if you leave me a voice message, I'll include it in the next couple of episodes, because we've got like 2 more episodes in this season. That's right, the season 3 finale. So let's get on to the next segment. All right, as with all of our season finales, we're going to do a quick little highlight. So let's get into the first little highlight. This one's from one of my favorite episodes, season 3, episode 11. I can't remember what it is. I think it's Sweeter Than Hot Apple Pie or something. Anyway, Badman gets into something that's a little bit of an adult topic. So let's get into this clip. So it's finally fucking happened. finally fucking happened. After we had all those fucking Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, that shit is changed now. It was only a matter of time before they started going after candy characters. That's right, candy characters. Like Eminem. I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's a group of people trying to change the green Eminem. Because she is too sexual.
You're joking. Dick, you've got to be joking. You can't be serious right now.
No, seriously, look at this. Look at this article right here.
Oh, shit. They're not joking. They're seriously about that?
Yeah, like, they seriously think that the green M&M is too sexual, so they're going to do what they can to change her, maybe? Try to? I really fucking hope that they don't. They better not touch her. Like, seriously, just leave the fucking M&Ms alone. They've been the M&Ms like that for as long as I can fucking remember. Ever since the green M&M came out, she was a girl. Alright? If you change her, I swear to Christ, I will punt kick every M&M employee. Okay, not every M&M employee. Every M&M corporate employee in the balls. I will punt kick you. And punt kicks are harder than when you want to kick off, because you know you're dropping that fucker and you got to do it quick and hard. So just know that this punt kick is gonna hurt.
Punt kick. That's funny. Is that like a cunt punt?
No, Badman. That is, well, actually, yeah, yeah, no, kinda, yeah.
Oh my god, Dick. What were we talking about? I'm pretty fucking stoned.
What?
What were we talking about? I am pretty fucking stoned.
I'm pretty fucking stoned too, dude. This weed's pretty fucking good.
No, but what were we talking about?
Talking about how stoned we are, I think.
No, Dick, we were just talking about something. And it was something important.
Oh, it was M&M's.
Oh my god. Thank god my brain was about to explode. Alright, yeah. You know, if they change the M&M for being a girl, how long before they take the vagina out of the apple pies?
I'm sorry. What the fuck did you just say?
How long before they take the vaginas out of the apple pies?
I don't know if I want to touch this one. Badman, what are you... Badman, what are you talking about?
You don't know about the vaginas inside the apple pies? I was watching this movie and this guy, I didn't realize that they had these, but he would climb on top of a table and was doing it with a hot apple pie.
Oh my fucking god. Badman, that movie is so fucking old. You just now recently saw it and you think that... Oh my god.
What do you mean movie? I thought I was watching a documentary.
Oh my fucking god. Badman, I don't even know what the fuck to say to this. I don't know where the fuck, how the fuck this just took that turn, but...
Well, we're talking about the green M&M being too sexual. But, I mean, nobody ever talks about, you know, the vaginas inside of the apple pies. And they sell apple pies everywhere. Like, they even got pocket apple pies. You can put it in your pocket, warm it up, crack it open, crank one off.
What the fuck, Badman? Are you fucking kidding me right now? I'm done. I'm leaving.
But Dick, where are you going, Dick? I can't finish this by myself. I need a hand. That guy.
This next little season 3 highlight is gonna be from season 2, episode 14. I did a live version of a song I wrote called Can't Find Tomorrow. And That's one of my favorite recordings. I don't often say that, and I don't often like what I record, but this one I enjoyed listening to again while going through some of the past episodes. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm gonna try to cut it down so it's just the song, but bear with me if I can't figure out how to do that. All right, let's go. So I have had some more requests to do another song. So instead of doing a cover this time, I've decided to do one of my own. If you have one of your songs that you would like to be on a future podcast, download anchor.fm now, follow Hijinx TV, and then send us a voicemail. All right. I hope you guys enjoy this one. Excuse me. Thank you. Alright, well, this last highlight, if I clicked the right one, it was back when COVID first started and when I caught COVID, and you can really hear it in my voice. Anyway, if I clicked the right one, it's Badman got a couple of words confused, and, well, let's just get on with the highlight.
Badman, how's it going?
It's going all right, Dick.
Yeah, what have you been up to during this quarantine time during the outbreak here?
Well, I mean, I've taken this time to catch up on some shows and some movies and some video games, and I've been doing a lot of consummating.
What?
I've been doing a lot of consummating.
Kind of afraid to ask this, but what? We're supposed to be social distancing. So what? Why are you consummating?
Because, Dick, people have, you know, appetites for stuff. Okay. And if I want an apple, or if I want a donut, or if I want, you know, some pie, I'm gonna have it, okay?
Oh my. Batman, you know what consummating means, right?
Yeah, Dick. What? Think I'm fucking retarded? Jesus Christ, yeah. God, you know what consummating means? Fucking consummate all the time. I consummate fucking apples and donuts and pies. Like I just said, sometimes ice cream. Love ice cream so much.
Okay. So I'm starting to think that maybe you actually do know what it means.
Yeah, I fucking told you I know what consummating means.
Okay, why don't you explain to me what you think consummating means?
Are you serious right now? You don't know what consummating means? Because if you knew what it meant, you wouldn't have me explain it to you.
Okay, Badman, consummating means that you're having sex with it. So you just said that you're having sex with bananas and donuts and pies and ice cream.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you fucking did. Heartily. You just made that statement. That proclamation that you loved ice cream. You fucking weirdo.
Fuck you, Dick!
Dude, I'm not the one who's consummating with ice cream.
Alright, well, that is going to wrap up the second episode in the season 3 finale. Oh my god, it's been so much fun bringing you guys podcast after podcast after podcast. And I am looking forward to beginning season 4, either by the end of this year or in the new year. We will see, but next year in 2024, we are going to get in the top 5. Actually, I had to figure out how I can share the entire reel. But made it into the top 5 for a lot of my listeners. And some of my listeners, I'm in their top 1. So if I'm in your top 1, thank you so much. I am so grateful for you guys listening and for sharing. I've seen all the platforms that you guys are sharing on. Some of them I haven't heard of. But thank you guys for sharing and spreading the word. Continue to share. Continue to invite all your friends. I'm on all the podcasting services that are available. Just search Hijinx, HIGHJYNX, capital H, capital J. All right. Well, we'll be back soon with episode 3. It is late. I need to get some sleep. Thank you guys so much. Jesus Christ. Whew. Yeah, I need some sleep. All right. See you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.